Fines and penalty points issued to almost 2,000 motorists are being revoked after a problem was detected with speed detection cameras in County Mayo. Gardaí say they're writing to motorists who received speeding notices on a section of the N17 near Clare Morris in County Mayo to say that penalties are no longer being enforced. To explain what happened, I'm joined by our Western correspondent, Pat McGrath. Pat, will you put some context on this for us? Because we're talking here about a particularly tricky stretch of road.
Yeah, this part of the N17 near Clare Morris is a wide and relatively straight stretch of road. On the face of it, it looks pretty wide. It seems to be safe. But the problem is there are an awful lot of minor routes feeding onto the main artery between Sligo and Galway. And it's been the location for multiple traffic fatalities in recent years, prompting the recently retired coroner for County Mayo to comment at one stage that driving on the road was like playing Russian roulette. In the last year alone, there were 7 deaths on the N17 close to Clare Morris. And today, diversions are in place further south on the same road around Milltown following a serious collision there this morning. So in light of all of this, static traffic cameras were installed on a section of the road late last year. And it's the operation of those devices that at the heart, I suppose, of today's announcement that almost 1,900 speed-related fines and penalty points are now going to be revoked.
So what was wrong with the cameras, Pat?
The cameras were operational and they were working properly in terms of accurately recording the speed of passing vehicles, but the machines didn't have valid calibration certificates for the radar components they contain. So basically, on a technicality, I understand that the fines wouldn't stand up legally, and as a result, they're all being revoked. Now, it covers an 8-week period, Rachel, from late December to the 12th of February. In that time, 1,871 fixed charge notices were issued to drivers who had exceeded the 100 kilometre limit on the road. Now, between New Year's Day and the 17th of January, the cameras weren't operational as they were vandalised on New Year's Day. But for the other 39 days, they were working. But all those points are being revoked now as a result of the issues that have arisen. The camera provider GoSafe says the issue has now been resolved and that enhanced checks have been introduced to ensure there's no repeat of the error. And it's making the point that other static, mobile and average speed enforcement cameras already around the country are fully certified, that they've been checked and they have a certification to ensure the components and the checks and balances are there. Gardaí say that more than 230 fines that have been issued from the speed cameras here since the 14th of February are still valid.
Pat, stay with us, because a short time ago, the Minister for Transport, Dara O'Brien, who's in Adair in County Limerick today, gave his reaction to our Midwest correspondent, Cathy Halloran.
There's 1,800 motorists here that obviously need to have their licences updated. We'll be identifying those motorists. That will be done as a matter of priority. Obviously rectifying the issue that's there with regard to that particular speed van. But no one should be carrying penalty points that were detected in this way. So I'll need to look into the detail of that. But you can be assured that that will be done as a matter of priority. I will be looking into it. I do take it very seriously. I think there'll be learnings from this that we're going to have to ensure certification and double check the certification of all of our speed check vans are exactly as they should be.
Dara O'Brien speaking a short while ago. Any other reaction, Pat?
The Road Safety Authority has issued a statement in the last few minutes saying it's been notified about the error in certification and is providing support to An Garda Síochána in revoking the points. It says it's regrettable, but it doesn't diminish the efficacy of the static speed cameras in saving lives and reducing other injuries, saying they remain a critical tool in addressing speeding and the efforts to save lives on the roads. I suppose the important thing to remember is that while the certification mightn't have been in place, the readings were accurate, and you still have 1,800 people over a 39-day period who are exceeding the speed limit on a stretch of road that is notorious for fatalities.
Pat, thank you very much. That was Pat McGrath, our Western correspondent, who's in Mayo this afternoon.